Natia shall Arla, a plant that is Arla, which is produce in its first 3 years and is prohibited from being eaten. Vishal Kleha Kerem, and from mixed produce, which is grown together in a vineyard, which is also prohibited to be eaten. Shinis Arvu Benetios, and these got mixed up with other plants. And the Bartonura clarifies, Shal Heter, these other plants are permitted. Ve'eno Makir Hanatia Shal Arla, and one doesn't recognize which of these plants is the prohibited produce. Harizelo Yolkot, these may not be gathered. And again, the Bartonura explains, Tekivan she'eno makir osa shall iser kulan asuros, that since one doesn't recognize which of these plants are prohibited, then the whole thing is prohibited. Back to the Mishnah, ve'im lakat yala be'echad umasayim. But if one did gather it, b'di'eved, the prohibited produce is nullified in a mixture of 1 to 201. But this only works if one didn't intend to gather the produce, because one is not allowed to intentionally nullify prohibited substances by mixing them with permitted substances. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, V'af yiskavin lilkot v'yala be'echad masayim. Rabbi Yossi says that even if one did intentionally gather the produce, it's still nullified in the ratio of 1 to 201. And the Bartonura again explains, Dechazaka ein adam oser karmo benetia achas. There's a legal presumption that a person would not intentionally prohibit his own vineyard by planting something prohibited. Just, you know, for the sake of one plant, he's going to invalidate everything else. So we're not worried that if we permit this, that a person is then going to intentionally create this situation. And even though we don't normally permit someone to intentionally nullify something prohibited by mixing it with something permitted, this is a very uncommon situation, so Chazal were not concerned, and they didn't institute the law in this case. But the halacha does not, in fact, follow Rabbi Yossi.
So the Mishnah now moves on to discuss byproducts of the plant, not the plant, not the fruit itself, which would be considered arla, but what about byproducts of the plant? So, is the entire plant asur bahana, only parts of it, that meaning the fruit? So let's understand. Ha'alim, the leaves, halulavim, the young branch with leaves, megifanim, the juice, the water that comes out of it, smadar, a young flower, utarim ba'orla, uberevai v'nazir. So their mutter in arla, meaning you could eat them within the third year. You could eat grape leaves in their first 3 years, for example, uberevai, and in the fourth year, meaning the year that a person would be required to take this fruit to Yerushalayim or redeem it and eat it when it is pure and you are pure. Uvanazir, and if it's coming from a grape product, so a nazir could eat it, even though it's coming from grapevines. The only prohibition is the grapes, not the leaves, not the stalks. Just the fruit would be forbidden to the nazir. That's how we can tell that this is not a fruit. Basurim ba'ashera. However, if a person were to serve this tree as an ashera, in such a case, all of it would be asur, because then the entire plant has the din of the ashera, not just the fruit. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, Asmadar asur, mipnei shehu pri. Rabbi Yossi says, the smadar, the flower which grows on a young grape from Boser, from young grape, is also because it in fact is a pre, it's a fruit. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Mami Besarav Ha'arla Asur. What happens if you take the sap of an arla tree and use it to make cheese? Well, that is Asur, because it's a davar hamaimid, and the davar hamaimid is asur. Even though I would think that the fruit is not a fruit, However, this is the sap, as it were, the lifeblood of the tree. And as a result, it's also Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Shemati Beferish, Shemaimir Besarf Ha'elim, Besarf Ha'ikarim Mutar, Besarf Ha'pagim Asr Mipnesh Hempri. So Rabbi Yehoshua said, I heard Beferish spelled out that if you take the sap from the leaves, the sap from the main part, or the sap, that is mutar. However, the sap of not fully grown fruit, a pag is not fully grown, is also because that is fruit, and however, the other things are not.